Mutter nachher auch, ich weiß nicht, wie sie immer, Ma'ilam, wo jede Schiene lamata. Schiene never comes down less than 10 Trochen. Die Gemorz muss kommen, less than 10 Trochen from the Oretz. Was nach Mino? So it's brought down by Ramo in Simen Tzalik Zayin Tzepes. It says when a person, he's davening to play Kodesh Baruch Hu Shmoneh Esrei, and he has reik, he has spit inside his mouth. So what should he do? He says, better first you try to spit inside a baguette, and be belay inside a baguette, or spit behind you. However, let's say you can't, move behind you inside a baguette. So he says, to spit the small on the left side. In fact, the Amor, or the Beisesh, the Amor is, why is that what you do? When you finish from the Esrei, you take the Beisesh back, what do? You do Eitha Shalom, and you go first to the left, because that's the right of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if you spit right to the left, you spit to the right of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And with the Ramah, the Beis Yosef, that since the Shechina does not come down, lo yedo Shechina lamata miyod, since Shechina does not come down less than 10, therefore, when you spit to the left, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not there, and therefore, you go after your own left, which is less of a cover than your own right, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is not in that level where you spring down to. Ma'ashenken, when you're doing Oysa Shalom, you're taking a few steps back after Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore you do to the small, which is the minimum Kodesh Baruch Hu. So since Also, the Indian of when a person davens Shmoneh Esrei, exactly how he should be noig, or get more involved how we should be noig towards him. There's a halacha in Siman Kufbeis, the issa of sitting you down in front of a person or passing by a person davening Shmoneh Esrei. To get it clear, there are two separate halachas, two separate dinim. There's one halacha of sitting in front of a person davening Shmoneh Esrei, yeshiva, and there's a separate halacha of passing by. The two different Gemaras, two different Halachas, two different Gedorim, have nothing to do with each other. There's one passing by a person davening Shmoneh Esrei, one sitting in front of him. Go through each one. First, the Indian of Yeshiva, the Gemara Brachas, and the Lamed Aleph on Beis. The Gemara says, when Chana came back with Shmuel, to go give his son to Eli, so Chana told Eli, remember me, Ani ha Isha, hanetzeves imcho bazeh. I'm the woman that you stood with me. Pasuk says that Eli stood with Chana when she was davening. Why, says Gemara? Because Eli's offset to sit when Chana was davening Shmoneh Esrei. Is it Is Yeshiva, the Losh of the Chavan, says Aleph, also Liyashay, but Dal Amas Shalom Aspalel. Is it Is it to sit down in front of a person saying Shmoneh Esrei within his Dal Amas? What is the reason? So the Torah brings down the Goyinim. A reason, because if I am saying Shmoneh Esrei, I am being Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. You are sitting there, you are doing nothing. It looks like you're not being Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. It's a B'zayim. I'm Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, and you're not. That's his reason. And standing, so therefore does not look like a bazaar. Abi Makab al Bakshwan when you're not. It doesn't look like a bazaar. You know, I might not be doing this, but it doesn't look like any chassan over here. And this reason the Mishabru brings down in Sikon Vav, also it looks like you're not being Makab al Makhushamayim. This is the second reason the Taz brings down, the Choshukh goes to that reason, that when someone davens Shmoneh Esrei, the Abim is Kodesh, his Makam is Kodesh, and therefore in those Dal Amas you have to be knowing the Dharma covered in those Dal Amas. However, we'll go with Malach the Mishabura, and basically this whole set, the Kamadim, Gedarm, and Alachas, I'll try to stick to the Malach the Mishabura, even though they're all Chalkim. So again, the Mishabura says, the reason like the Goyim, that a person cannot sit in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei, why? Because it looks like he's not being Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. So first, the Isser is also Yeshiva, to sit. What about if someone's leaning? If he's leaning down on something. So if he's leaning down on something, and if you pull away the shtender, he falls down, says the Mishabura is Pashit, that smicha is ki yeshiva and tzvada asr. You can't lean on something and pull away. But let's say you lean on something and you pull away, you won't fall down. He leans on the wall, leans on a stender, on anything. What is that? So the Prima Gondra says, it's totally from the Makar. The Makar is what? That Chana said that you stood with me, and ani isha nisav is imcha bezeh. You Eli stood with me. Says the Prima Gondra, the same getter where the person who's davening Shmoneh Esrei, who would then the person who's sitting down in front of him? Same getter. That means, as you go look, what is halacha? A person davening Shmoneh Esrei, can he lean? So it's brought down in Siman Tzadik Dalet. The halacha is you cannot sit during Shmoneh Esrei. What is the reason? So the Magen Avraham brings down two reasons. One is the Beis Yosef. There's a din of Amidah, you have to stand by Shmoneh Esrei. And then there's a din of a Grace Maimonides. Why? You have to be noig Eimah. You have to have Eimah in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what is the Nachmina, says the Prima Gaudim? Leaning smicha ksas. If the reason is because you have to stand, so if you lean a little bit, you pull away, you're still standing, it's fine, you're allowed to lean a little bit by Shmoneh Esrei. However, if the reason of Eimo, to lean a little bit in front of the Melech Macham Lochem, that's Eimo, that's not Eimo. And according to Gois Maimonides, it's also to lean even a little bit during your own Shmoneh Esrei. What's the Lochem? So the Prima Gaudim holds like the Beis Yosef, that Eich Nami, you're allowed to lean a little bit. However, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tzadik Dalet, he brings down this machlokes, he says machmer, and he says the loch is a person cannot do smicha ksas even a little bit by during his own shmona esrei. He's machmer, except his loch says b'mokum etchak yesh lochol. You can make a b'mokum etchak. If so, what should the loch be by over here? You want to sit down? You finish shmona esrei. The person behind you, he didn't. You want to lean a little bit? Says the Mishnah Berurah l'shitasoi. He says at smicha b'miktas, even if you're leaning a little bit. Shemin inotel yuchlamot, even takes away, you will still be able to stand. Yesh lahokum amokum etchak. Only the mokum etchak you can be makel. However, let's say it's not mokum etchak. Everyone over here has koyach, they have energy, and about the person behind you is davening, to even lean a little bit on against the wall or lean a little bit on the stander, the chos of the mishabur, you should not do it. Only the mokum etchak you could be makel. Although it's a chiddush, the minig seems to be not the way people do lean a little bit. However, if you go with the derech of the mishnah berurah, therefore about the person should not lean at all. Holding on is not leaning. Leaning is leaning. And touching is leaning. Not leaning. It's holding. It's leaning. But that's the kind of Mishmar Asway is. It's a Chiddush. I don't think that is Machmer. Could be the lack of the deal. Be the Mishmar. You call me Mechum. Welcome at Chak. So that's again the kind of Yeshiva. Then it says, once of the Yashay, Betoich Dal Amis. What is Dal Amis? What directions are different directions the person has? So everyone agrees that Lefano will start them straight or on the side. That means of the person davening, or basically behind you, the person davening with the side, that amount is also, you cannot sit in front of him. What about Lachura behind him? Let's say the person is in front of you davening, can you sit behind him? So it's Machlokes, Kam Rishonim, and Achlokes, what exactly the Kirsa is among the Rishonim. However, the Lashon HaRama is Bein La'achrov, you cannot sit behind him. And the Mishmur says, the Loch is V'chein Eskimu La'achroinim, Achlokes hold, you cannot sit in front of the person, in front of him, behind him, in the left or the right. All four directions. There's no enter. The Achashokhan is a Mekel behind the person. Again, we're going to Malach Mishmur. The Mishmur says, all four directions, you cannot sit behind the person, or front, by a person. Again, it seems to me people are very mekel. They see a person dying shmona esrei in front of them, they sit down. Either it's lack of idea or they hold like the Aruch HaShulchan. But again, according to Mishnah Berurah, the it's also, the Ramah, the it's also, and within Dal Amis. What? No, it's not Mechitza. It's not good enough. The end of Mechitza would be good. What? It's not 10 by 4. Sorry? No, the Mishnah Berurah himself says by shmona esrei, he said by standards or benches. Mishmur writes that in Chalik Dalim. Asafli says not Mechitza. What? By Mechitza? Sim Pei Zayin Sikon Tesla. Yeah, Mishmur says Asafli is not Mechitza. Even though it's a high 10, and the Reich of Dalim, the Lord was just with the Atzmai, why Kimish Ein Lo Mechitza Megis Lorenz? This doesn't look like...
No, they should.
Yeah. I don't think it's too difficult. So, I don't think it's enough. So again, I think the other is again, Mekel is sit behind people, called Mishmur, you should not be able to sit behind people. Now this, Dalam is how exactly do you judge? The front, let's say Dalam is this way, Dalam is to the left. What about an angle? Is it like the one I'm talking about, Ches says, that how to get the angle, if it's one arm in front, one arm on the side, it go an arm and Shei Chumshi, which the side is 5 3/5. Or no, is it also the side Dal Amis? Is it Dal Amis which is according to Moshe's Barach 10 feet 1 inch? Or is it 5 3/5? So the Rosh says, how do you know that we cannot stand within a person within his 12 Amis, within his 4 Amis, or can sit within a person's 4 Amis? He says, because the Pasuk says, Ani Ish, Ani Tzevis Imchob Bezeh. Bezeh. Zeh is Gematria 12. Therefore, the Rosh says, since it's 12, so each direction you have 4 Amis. Back among Abram, the mice are the 4 directions, left, right, front, back. So how do you get 12 Amis? It should be 16 Amis. And for the Mogan Abram, because he says, and says that how do you make an eagle around the person, a circle of the circumference? If the line, the kav, is 4, then the circumference is 12. So therefore, it comes out, if it's 4 in one direction, the circumference is 12, and that's what the Rosh means, 12. Explains the Mogan Abram, it means a half a circle in front of him, 12, and a half a circle behind him, 12. The 24. So it comes out, he brings down Agamor, and therefore, Echnam and Dirosh means side all four directions, and four Amis means on the lakshan, on the angle, is not 5 Amis and 3/5. It's only 4 Amis, all directions is 4 Amis. Just because I mentioned it, I think Erlen in the Sugya recently, on Nafkes, the gather of pi and relaxoin. So first, again, the pi is, the Gemara says pi is 3, right? If the diameter is 1, pi, the circle around the circumference is for 3. Basically, everyone else in high school is 2 pi r, right? Twice of r, the radius, is the diameter, and pi is 3. Everyone else in Yeshiva is taught pi is 3.14. So Tosfos is ready in Erevin, Nafidal, and Aleph, yes, it's kash, and says it's off a little bit. Tosfos is off, and the Rambam over there in Pirush Mishnayos, and Nafidal, and Aleph, in Erevin, he says, what is pi? Even though the Gemara says 3, he says it's 3 and a 7, which is very close to 3.14. The Rambam says it's 3 and a 7. So first, the fact, the Torah Etzim does say it, I think everyone knows the going, that with the Makar for pi is 1 is 3, that the diameter is 1, the eagle, the circle, the circumference is 3. So Rashi brings down a pasuk from Divrei Yomim, Rashi in Sukkot Zayim Beis, brings down a pasuk by Divrei Yomim. It says that what? For the Yamshul Shleima, the pool of Shleima, if the diameter was 10, the pool was 30, which means that basically 1 to 3. The Gemara Erevin Dafidal brings down the same idea of the Yamshul Shleima, brings down a pasuk in Malachim, Malachim Aleph. The pasuk with this, the Gemara brings down, and the Kri L'Ksiv there is different. The pasuk says if the kav, the line is 10 amis, then the Yamshul Shleima, the circumference is 30 amis. Now, the pasuk says the kav, it's spelled kuf vav hey. That's the Ksiv. The Kri is kuf vav, kav. So they wrote down from the Goyin that what would you do if you take the Kri and the Ksiv, again, the Ksiv is kuf vav hey, is 111, the Gematria is 111, kuf is 100, vav is 6, hey is 5, 111. And you take the Kri, which is kav, which is 106, and the pasuk in Torah says is equal, basically 30 over 10, right, 30 by 10. So if you do that, you take 111 divided by 106 times 30 over 10, and it adds up to be 3.14. In the pasuk, with the Makoris pi, it says they're going, the Torah knew it's 3.14. However, we give the getter as 3. So, the fact that Rosh, in the end of Kal Beis, in Shubas, he is the Rashba, on the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin says, how do you know what pi is? Bring the pasuk. The fact that Rosh, how do you know? Go measure it. You need a pasuk. Go give you a pasuk. The Rosh is the Rashba, what is the reason? Why does the Torah have to give you a pasuk? Why does the Gemara give you a pasuk? So one answer you can say, is the Gemara in Gittin and Avov and Aleph. The Gemara says, Bavel is the north of Eretz Yisrael. I know Bavel is the north of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara brings a pasuk. And everyone then lived in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knew Bavel was the north of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kudus Amoyim, Amen Ayin Aleph, brings down from the Pamish Herod, the guy from Panovich, that he says that the Chacham from the Torah is better than the Metzias. In fact, the Torah says it, that Bavel is in the north, thus is better than the Metzias. That's when the Gemara brought down a pasuk. Say the same thing over here. Why do you want to say Lomo? How do you know what pi is? Tell you the Metzias. Why? The pasuk is better than the Metzias. You could say that. However, that'll be good. But that's the Metzias. Oh, but the Metzias is not in the way. So what's going on over here? It's off my job. So you could say one thing. The reason why it's off a job. So the Tosfos Yontif and Erevin and the Euler says Echnami, since only those cases are drop, bottom loydok. Because Yontif says loydok, or the Tosfos Sol and Erevin says lechumra loydok. Even though some of those cases are even lekula. But lechum leidav, like you want to test the base, lechum leidav. But there is another mahalach. So again, that's with two shalos. One shalos first was done exact, and why did you have to give a pasuk? So the Tosfos of Rosh and Erevin answers one kasha with the other. He says, be'etzem, the pi is off a little bit. That's why the Gemara is saying, how do we know that we could be off a draft? How do we know if we off a draft? Therefore, we bring a pasuk, because really it's off a draft. Really, pi is not 3. Pi is 2.14. How do we know if we off a draft? Pasuk Yamshul Shleima that says the 10 is the diameter, the circumference is 30. That's how we know. This terrorist, the Chesed Shleim and Erevin, Dafidal says the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch Haim, Simon Shin Samach Gimel, and Yoidea, Simon Lama says the same thing. The Terrorist Sol, also an Euler, says the same thing. And Betzim, what? The we have a right to be off. There's nothing wrong being off. Kula and Lachumra. Terrorist Sol, one place he was, one Euler seems not to say what he says in Erevin. Without Torah Yisrael. But the Torah Yisrael says, we are allowed to be off. We're cool in the Chumrah. The Torah is telling us, how do you know we have a right to be off? If we don't be exact, we're not Malachim, we could be off by that amount. We could be off by 0.14. That's the right we have. Same thing by Al-Aqsa, by an angle. Right? The Gemara says also that you have one side of a square is 1, the other side of the square is 1. So the angle, the Gemara says, is 1 2/5. Or 1.4. Everyone knows from high school, it's off a job. Why? Because one side is 1, other side is 1, a square plus b square equals c square, or the Pythagorean theory, I think. So basically, what should it be? It's 1.414. It's off a little bit. 1.414. It's off. So the mice is off. So again, the Chaznish, in our Chaim, it's in the Kuflam Mechaz, I think the Oitz over here in Sutta brings it down. He said also, it's enough to be 1.4. That's enough, Salakul, Salakumba, that is enough. That's what the Gemara is saying. So what does Nachmina? Nachmina being a marshal, Tefillin has to be Rubua, has to be exactly squared. It has to be one side, and the other side has to be exactly. So how much should it be off? So the Arks of Benu is brought down, the Chavnish, the Stifler, and the they held, they take Tefillin, you look at it, and feed what is a night. Looks square to me? Fine. You don't have to measure it. But Moshe has a tshuva on Yerdei Chelk Beit and the Chelk Gimel, and he began the sugya in the Sukkah Nafkas, and he says it could be off. How do we know? Tosfos says, Nafkas, you're off a little bit, you have a right to be off. And he's laughing, he said, not only you have a right to be off, he said, that's lechat chila, and there's no point at all to be machmel on that. Let's say you can take a microscope, and be machmel, make it exact, there's no point at all. The Gemara says 1.4 is enough, and that's lechat chila. And then he brings down the minute of the Briskers, they took a microscope, and they measured the film, and he writes, plia, it's a pell of the Briskers that he measured it. The rest is a plia. Well, this and this is one, this side, the Gemara says 1/2, right? Oh. 1/2 is 1.4. Okay, 1/2. So basically, it should be 1.41. Now, how much could a person be off? Right? Again, so we have this thing that can be off. How much? So, first the Shatzin, also the Mishavu being down the Smalach, also in the Simon Shinai, basically on Ches, the side by Pi and side by the Lachsa, and the person can be off a little bit. He has a tzad even by the Rises. Moshe writes clear that the Yehavin has a tzad not by the, only by the Abonans. He writes a lot even by the Rises can be off a little bit. But now, how much could a person be off? So Rabbi Eisman, he has a tape from Malach, number 48, he writes that from the safe in America, that everyone says it can be off by 2% by Tefillin. 2%. How do you know 2%? Where's the cheshbon 2%? Everyone knows it can be off by 2%. That's what Moshe tells everybody. That's not what Moshe thinks of, but that's what everyone knows, what Moshe can be off 2%. So everyone here should know, Tosfos not chesed malach. Tosfos makes a cheshbon and says, how do you know that the angle 1.1 and 0.4 is off a little bit? He makes a box, nice picture over here, makes it 10 by 10. And he says, if you would make a square, not 10 by 10, but inside that a square of 5 by 5, so what will happen? If it's 5 by 5, the last end should be 7, so it's 1.4, should be 7. Right? It's 5 by 5 by 7. That means it'll come out, the square inside will be 49, the square outside will be 49. That means it'll come out together, there's 98 boxes. But if you do 10 by 10, it's 100. That means Tosfos says, it's all by 2%. Plain and simple. Tosfos makes a question, so where did Moshe get 2%? Tosfos says, all by 2%. Or if you wanted to take it... What? It can't be 2 by 12, it can't be 2 by 12 ways, because whatever, each one gets less, the other one gets less. Nothing gets...
Okay, the number should be 1.4142. And it was number 1.4, let's say it's really 1.42.
Yeah. What was all 2%? I can't follow the question. 2%. Or if you want to take it mathematically, you take it, if you take one side 1, other side is 0.98, off 2%. So take 1 square, a square plus b square equals c square. So once 1 square, 1 times 1 is 1, right? 0.98 times 0.98 is 0.96, right? So that the a square plus b square is 1, add together is 1.96. What's the square root of 1.96? 1.4, which is what it says. That's the square root. That's part of the math, that's how it works out. Fine, so absolutely, Nenu. So again, the Mogar Ram says that you cannot sit within a person of Dal Amas is Sa'i Dal Amas on straight side, even in the angles, only Dal Amas is not 5 3/5. Now, this Indian is sitting within somebody with Dam Kshman Esrei, there are 3 Aterim that the Mechavah brings down. 3 separate Aterim. One of them is when a person is being Oisik in Tefillah, he has a right to sit down in front of a person. A second Aterim is a person who is weak. He can sit down. And third half is Bobak Buloi. To explain each one. Again, the first one is a person is oisting and davening. All the Yushanim agree. A person davening. The whole reason why I cannot sit in front of somebody davening, because it looks like he's been Kabbal Omal Shemaim. I'm not. If he's saying Shmonesai, and I'm sitting down and saying also davening to Zimra, Vivis Bereshma, it looks like I'm not being Kabbal Omal Shemaim. Avad of oisting and Tefillah, Avad of right to sit down. We'll get to it. Good question. Very good question. So that is Mutter, Zabul, Yishayim, and Mechav brings down. However, the Yishayim, the Mechav brings down, and that's Dafka from 3 directions. However, in front, there's enough an issue why you cannot sit down in front of him. Why? It looks like he's davening to you. If I'm davening to Shmonesrei, and the guy right in front of you is sitting down, it looks like I'm davening to him. For that, in Echamim, there's someone on Machmen that says, you cannot daven in front of him, I feel Kamala Enoch. Even if he's all the way in the front and I'm all the way in the back of Yeshiva, he cannot sit down in front of me. And the Mishmur says, how far, how do we pass it? Toiv la Hakmer. So again, if a guy's davening, If I'm davening Pesuk Zimra, I can sit down right down next to a person. Next to him, no problem, the Chatchila is fine. In front of him, says Meshvua Toiv LaHachmer. So therefore, let's take an example. In Yeshiva, you daven Mincha Yeshiva, you come in front for a Tachnam. I have to daven in the front row, there's always some guy all the way in the back, daven Meshvua LaHachmer. So, what should I do? Am I allowed to sit down with Tachnun? The Beis Yosef says, sit down with Tachnun. There's a Divrei Kabbalah, I should sit down. So you might hand up Yisvara. It's only Toiv Lachmer, so sit down by Tachnun. That's what that you say up Yisvara. The Maestro, the Mishabru and Simkuf Laman Aleph, Sivkon Yod, he brings down this case. And he says, Allah Kula Maestro, he says, you should not. He says, say standing up. If you cannot move to the side of him, if you can only be Mamash, if your Mamash right behind you and you can't go to the side, he says, say Tachnun standing up. Even though it's only Toiv LaHachmer, but Meshavu saying the Toiv LaHachmer, start Toiv LaHachmer, but be Machmer even by Tachna, which even the Indian to sit down by. You know how much have to be Machmer?
And an angle, which is like the side, right?
The angle is like the side, yeah. It can look like you're down with him. If you, a guy's on the side, the whole reason it doesn't look like you're down with him. It looks like you're down straight. Or any way you're down, you know, Yeshiva is mere, you're down sideways, whatever is straight. Whatever degree the guy is facing, and she was mirror, they down every direction. Anyway, you should not, a guy is facing you, cannot sit down.
Is it strict, if it's directly in front, is it strict, if it's within four? Is that a little more movement of that
So no. What's the problem? Well, they know it's not the problem. So that's us Oisik B'Tfilah. What about singing and learning? So the Mechav brings down, since by Tfilah is Motor, he brings down Yesh Mishra'imah also, not only for Tfilah, which Mechav says Tfilah means Lav Dafka, means any part of Davin, means Eitim Mekoyimim, means the Mishnayis by Minchon Shabbos, means anything in the Chel Tfilah, you sit down. What about learning Karo? What about by Torah can you sit? So again, the Mechav brings down Yesh Mishra'imah by Oisik B'Torah, after you should enter the Tfilah, and as far as why, the whole reason it looks like Dam Kabbal Omach Shmaim, he's saying they're learning. So therefore, the Beis Yosef brings down the Machloek Legeres, the Torah's Machmer, the Machab brings down Vish Matir, the Mishmu again over here, as he passed, he says, Torah Machmer. Person should be Machmer, except behind him, except if the guy's in front of him. But in the two sides, and in front, said Mishmu, Torah Machmer, by Torah also.
Where?
By Torah.
Which?
By two sides?
Where?
Torah Machmer. The Sukkot and Tess. So, it says, Maestro should be Torah Lachmer. So the Mishmu also said, this whole Hetter, Dafka B'Torah, Hetter of Torah, if you want to be Mekel, let's say, Tzarech, you want to be Mekel, that's after you're doing the Pipiv with your mouth. You're learning Behera. Then again, you have the same problem. People think that what? That you are not Mekaba Omal Shemaim, and he is Mekaba Omal Shemaim. If it's Pipiv, it's Nikki, you're learning. What happens if you're learning Behera, except you have a safe in front of you? You're pointing at it, and it looks like clearly you're learning or not. So there, the Makar HaChayim, the Nesivis, and Simko Beis, he says it's Mutter. Why? Because, again, the whole point is, it looks like it's Nokshad, it's Mutter. Who would in Laharis Lanossim, he had a scum with a safer, Dal and Amashal Tefillah, a whole safer. On the Simen, he also says the same thing, that the Halacha is, if a person is Maisa, Nick is learning, is Nickel the head of learning, and therefore, from this, therefore you can be Toiv LaHachmo, but you can be Mekel, if it's Nickel, you can be Mekel. What about the Chazor Shashatz? The Shatz is in which Molesrei, and the guy behind you is davening, and you want to sit down. So, is that Nichol being Oisik and Tfilah? And Oisik and Tfilah, you want to sit down in front of him. So the Kav HaChaim, the Sim Kof Beis, he said in Echanami, that you can sit down in front of him. Why? Because it's Nichol in the head of Oisik and Tfilah. However, the Mishabura and the Prima Gomes, Sim Eforish, and Sim Kof, Chosh, Dalet, it says it does not help. Why, they're talking about over there, when the Shatz is davening Shmanesrei, says the Mishabura, you cannot sit down. Why? Because also to sit down within some of them. Within some of davening, within the Dalet Amis, the Mekor is the Prima Gadim. Look at the Prima Gadim, he says, like Simukuf Beis, like this Halacha. So even though we have a Heter for davening, however, we have no Heter for Chazor Shashat. Before the Svar of it is, why aren't we in the Kamach Chayin, Mishnah Berurah? Because the Maisa, with Chazor Shashat, what do you have to listen to? The Bracha and the ending. But that's the whole beginning you have to listen to. So when a person walks in, he sees that what? That there's a Chazor Shashat, and you're seeing they're doing nothing. So it looks like, Enichlam Yinam Mekam Omal Peshmaim. Therefore, the Mishabura holds before you cannot sit, you have to stand up. That's Mishabura Shita and the Prima Gadim. The River Sefraim, Chalchal Simon Ayah, he says, who didn't, even if you're looking inside of the Siddur and you're pointing to it, still that's not good enough, could be it's not the Chalik of the Tfilah. So again, that's one head to we have to sit, again, only again, of sitting in front of Dal Amis, we have one head to be Oisig and Tfilah. The second head to mention is someone who's Cholosh, someone who's weak, someone who's old, the Mechav brings down, And said, Bez, Yesh Mishoimashim, Yesh Mishal Mispal of Polish Mutter, Yesh Mishoimashim, that person can sit down in front of him. Now, what does it mean, weak? So it says the Bez Baruch, and the issue is opening down. It means, even by Yom Nerayim, everyone knows the end of the day, people are shach. It doesn't mean not be an old person. It means any person who is shach can sit down. Says the Mishabura, why? The time is, because it's Nikkur. It's Nikkur. You're not sitting down because you're not being Makabah Omal Shemayim. It's Nikkur sitting down because you're shach. If it's Nikkur sitting down, that you're shach, and if not, you have a right to sit down. Let's say you're shvach, and it's not nikkur, no one knows that you're weak. Give you a marshal, a year and a half ago, I need surgery, I couldn't physically stand. So I asked the Rav before, can I sit down by Chlosh Shatz? And the answer is no, I can't. Why? Because no one knows I can't physically sit down, I can't physically stand. The Chur, the only head is out snicker, and the Chur, the feet of Mishavura, I won't be able to sit over there, and I would have to leave the room. So again, the Mishavura says that a person has a right to sit down. He says, Be'ez Mishavura Machad Dal Amis. If it can't be Machmed al Amis, you can sit. And it says, in the front of Yesh Machmirim. In front of them, in front of a person, if you're weak, there are Yesh Machmirim. You stand directly in front. Yesh Machmirim. Not an angle. It looks like, again, the problem is it looks like he's diving towards you. A third answer by Yeshiva is someone involved with Buloy. A person that came into his Yeshus. The Marshal, I'm sitting here eating something, I'm eating something, and someone comes behind me and starts davening. Do I have to get up or not? It says in Machaber, it's a Gimel. In the Yeshiv, Yoishiv Kriyar is already sitting, but Omen Zebet Sidai, Ainit Sarach Lokum. I do not have to get off, why? Bobak Rulo, you came into my Rishus. Tezra Amom, Komokum, Mitzchad Zidus Hulokum. I feel Machai Gavna, it's Mitzchad Zidus that you should get up. But make I did, if I have a right to sit, and you have a right to sit, the behind me, and Echnam, I don't have to get off. Says the Mishabura, that's Dafka in a house. But let's say, in the Shtiblach, we have Minyon one after another. Or place, as the Minyon Kavua, therefore, this is a place to daven, this is a place for Shemot Esrei, and if not, then you have to get up. And since the Seif Lif Na'iver, if you don't get up, you're over the Issa Lif Na'iver. You have to get up. There's no letter. Bob Buloy, it's only a place where it's not the place to daven. If this is the place to daven, you have a Chiv to get up. If not, you're over the Issa Lif Na'iver. Fine, again, this is one halacha of sitting within the Alamis. Again, the main reason, is, because it looks like Nam Kabbalah Vok Shemayim, we have three Eterim. One is the heter is Oisik and Tfilah, second heter is Yishcholosh, and the third heter is that Babak Vuloy. Now there's a second Gemara, second halacha. You cannot pass by a person within the Dal Amas when he's davening. You can't pass by. What is the reason? Was the Makar, the Gemara Brachis, and the Chosayin Amal Aleph, the Gemara says, Purish, Mikdana Maisa, and the Mechabit Loshen is, in Siv Dalet, also Lava, Kenegan Amas, Bal Makar, Dal Amas. A person cannot pass by a person within his Dal Amas. Also, the Rishonim say that Dafka in front of him. However, on the side, that is Mutter. Only in front of the side is Mutter. What is the reason for this answer? Why is it also? So the Mogavam brings down, he says the reason is, could it look, why? Could it be Mavatlis Kavanah? If I'm not Mishma Esrei, you pass by me, you're going to Mavatlis my Kavanah. The Mishma brings down this reason. A second reason, the Chayodim, is why? Because if I'm not Mishma Esrei, the Shechina is in front of me, you come into my Rishos, you're going to be Mavstik between the Shechina and the Mispal. Both reasons, the Mishavur brings down Lalocha, that's again, one reason you can move out to my Kavonah, the second reason you can be mafsik between the Shechina and the Mespalel. The Nachminus between each case, a Kula Nechumra, Lamashul, let's say, I'm saying Kriyashma, could a person pass by me or not? If the reason after Shechina, is all the time there's Shechina, is only by Shemon Esrei. That's when you're damming straight to Hashem, he's there. All of the time, is not damming straight to the Shechina. Therefore, if the reason after Shechina, you can pass by him. If the reason after Vata Kavonah, says the Mishavur, you cannot pass by him. Why in the Vatas Kavanah and the Mishavur is Machmer and by Kriyashma also you cannot pass by a person who is saying Shema Yisrael because it's Mekabah Omal V'Shemaim and even Vatas Kavanah. Would it a second Achmi know? Is that say Mechitza? Would Mechitza help? What? You don't seem to do that by first by Shema.
I mean they want the servant.
No. Shema says Kriyashma. What about another Nachmina is let's say Mechitza by Yeshiva, the reason by Yeshiva again is it looks like he's Mekabah Omar Shemaim, he's not, so Mechitza would help, says Mishabura. However, over here, since the whole reason of Vatas Kavanah, even if you have something 10x4, you have Mechitza, you have a Bimo there, straight there, but you're going to pass by the Bimo, which is 10x4, says the Mishabura does not help. Why? Because Vatas Kavanah, after Shechina, it would help. Why? Because Shechina, there's a hefty between, because there's no, the screen is not in front of the bimah, the screen is not behind the bimah, it's in front of the bimah. So again, these are the Mishabura's Machmer. Third nafkamina l'chura is what the bialacha brings down. Let's say you have a talus over your head, and nak mevatz kavana. So first mishmur says nak mevatz kavana nak. He said first of all maybe roi lacha will be mevatz kavana, but even if it's nak mevatz kavana, still there's not a problem with shechina. The shechina is in front of him. And he be master between the mispal and the shechina, and therefore even if you have your talus over your head or your eyes are closed, l'chura there is no head to pass by a person. Now. Oh, so we'll get to it. Now when is this, where is this, where can't you pass by, where can you pass by a person? So in front of a person says the Mechaba is Osir. The Stodim to the sides says the Mechaba is Mutter. What about the front of the Stodim on their angle to the person? So there the Mishabura brings down in Sivkotan, Yudhas, the Machloikis between the Eli Rabba and the Mogan Avram. The Mogan Avram says, since the whole reason is Mevatz Kavono, anytime you see him and the Chashash Mevatz Kavono, in the Chnami, you cannot pass by him, even on the sides. On the front of the sides, cause it, why? Because you give him a vatz kavana. The El Rabba says no. Dak in front of him is also, on the sides is mutter. The Shulchan passing like the El Rabba, he says that's what the minig is. However, again, we go to Malach, the Mishnah Berurah. He says no. He says, Mok Matchak, if you make on the El Rabba, however, not the Mok Matchak, a person should not pass by a person, whether it's in front of him, whether it's on the sides.
What's Mok Matchak for? I'm scheduled to keep
this out. We'll get back. We'll get back, I guess. There is another reason why it's be machmor on the sides, the Mishmur brings down on Zoyar, even though the Mechaba says on the Stodim is Mutter, however, Mishmur and Tekon Yedzayin brings down on Zoyar and Paisar that says even on the Stodim is straight on the sides, even Al Amos is also. And that again, our Hashem quotes the Zoyar and he argues Pshan in the Zoyar and says you don't understand the Zoyar correctly. However, that means it comes back to the Mishnah Berurah on the sides of the Zoyar to be machmer. On the front of the Stodim, on the front angle, there are two reasons to be machmer. You have the Zoyar and you have the Mogan of Ram. So expect Lachmer. And therefore, the Mishmur is only make of Mokhmet Chak. The Aruch HaShulchan, the community, was make for that reason. Aruch HaShulchan holds on the sides, it's always fine. The front side is fine. The Mishmur the Mishmur says, on the sides, you mean on the Zoyer, and on the angle to the sides, he says, Mokhmet Chak can be make. So, what about you finish Manesrei, and the guy behind you is davening still Manesrei, so what's the Lachal? I think it's Yadua, Mechav brings down the Sefei. If Hishlam Tchilasai, Ba'adam Achim is Fal Achav, and someone else standing behind you, Oslop Soya Gimop Siyas, you can't take 3 steps back. Why? Because, again, you may have his Kavano, or because you can mafse between him and the Shechino. So let's say a person does have to go back. Again, what should you do? Mokhav Adcha, which Shavuot says, you go on the side. That means if he's mafse behind you, and then what do you do? Mokhav Adcha, let's say you have to do something, you have to do maybe together, then you go to the sides. Let's say he's saying Tachnunim, he's saying the end of the davening, this Tachnunim, and saying Be'etz in the Chelik Shmanesai, the Arma Kilim, again, our Chasuch wants to make him, the Chach wants to make him, the Mishabura and Tzipkotan Gimel says Tachnunim, you have no heter, it's mamish like your email if they mouth Machim Lachim, and again, Mishabura's Machman says, even saying Tachnunim, you cannot go into his Dal Namas. What? So if you have to take 3 steps back, Shlomadam and Lichishlam says that he should be machmir, even once he's taking 3 steps back, he's still machmir until he finishes saying those back. Even that, Shlomadam says, even though Mishmur is not that way, everyone else seems to say that way. And the minute it seems to be, once the guy starts doing it, everyone seems to follow along in the whole chain. But Shlomadam has a tzad, he should be machmir even if he finishes his tachnunim. What? We'll show you this in that way. We'll show you this. The Achashokan holds even tachnunim before you hear him, before the Aishu Shalom, you can go into his rishos. Not sure if the church is still, I mean, Polskin afterwards.
What if he's standing there waiting
to get behind? Oh, very good shayla. Very good shayla. Let's say, very shayla, let's make a cheshbon, is it the three guys, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven finished, Shimon finished, and Levi did it. When a Shimon can have like 10 guys lined up. What do you do? So let's say Shimon cannot go back to Alamas because Levi's nothing. Reuven, can he go back to Alamas? So, to go back, let's say he goes back 3 Pesias, and he goes to the Dal Amos of Levi, the third guy. So that Lechura, according to Mishnah Berurah, is also. Why? Whether you tie the Shimon's and Mechitz or not, Lamai says, since Levi can see Reuven, the Isser seeing, if the Isser seeing, Mevatz Kavono, you know, I saw it come up from the train of Mekel when there's a person between Mas Mechitz, Lechura, the Fidah Das Mishnah Berurah, a person between will not help. Why? Because Mechitz doesn't help. Who cares if he's 10x4, whether he is or not, whether his feet together or feet are not together. Maisa, Levi will see Reuven, and therefore he cannot go back into Dal Amos of Levi. But let's say it's very common that Reuven will not go back to Rishus, Dal Amos of Levi, only go back into Dal Amos of Shimon. Now Shimon finished Manasseh. However, Shimon is still waiting because he cannot go back to Levi. Then what's Halacha? So Lechura should be totally upon the two reasons. If the reason it's mevatel kavano, shimon finish. So moving on back, if the reason it could be mafsik between the shechina and the one being mispalel between the Akash Baruch Hu and the mispalel, so the ma'aser, why is shimon gonna take 3 steps back, oisu shalom, and bow down for the shechina? That means you assume the shechina is still there. If the shechina is still there, if the reason is al chai odom al mafsik between the shechina and the mispalel, the chur you should not be able to take 3 steps back. And therefore, you can tell this, and there's a Shtovach, which is a non discount, Kalik Aleph, Sim 9, hey, he's Machma for that reason. It says, Lechora, there are two Mishabuz of Machma that way. Mishabuz of Simachov, Kubbeis, his Lashon is, Kol's man, Shloy Pasa, as long as the guy did not take it 3 steps back, he's still Koyim with Nehem Aleph. Mishabuz of Simachov, Kubbeis, Kon, hey, also sounds that way. The Kol's man, a person that take 3 steps back, Koyim with Nehem Aleph, he's not Machalik. The Steemus of Mishabuz sounds that way, and the Shtovach brings it down the way. Sorry, Shtumach is done in Shuvat in August. It's in Sefer Siach HaTfilah. In Siach HaTfilah, he brings out these two Mishabuz, and Lechoi, Tanya Lechoi, should be Machmer. To answer up Israel, that there's another Mishabuz, in the top of Beis, the Mishabuz says that, let's say you are at Shuvat Chodesh, and you have to Yalav Yavoi, and you're up to the Lekain and Tzor. So Lech is, if you forgot to Yalav Yavoi, you can go back to Yitzay. Let's say you're saying the Tachnunim, you can still go back to Yitzay. If you finish the Tachnunim, he said he cannot go back to Yitzay. He says the Mishabur, even if you're before, you wait to say Oishalom because someone behind you is davening, still, Elechanami, you finished davening. Why? His Lashon is Kilu Oikadami. As if he was Oikadami from his Makam. Misha Oikadami. As if he was Oikadami from his Makam. So even though Mishabur's Lashon over here is Shloi Pasar, the Maestro Mishabur says, anyone who's waiting for the person behind him, as if he was Oikadami from his Makam, as if he's not there anymore. If it was not there anymore, the Elechanami, davening is finished. And he cannot go back, and therefore he cannot go back to it. So you have to dab the whole Shemana Esrei over by Yalav Yavai. Well, it could be that way. They won't be right from Mishabur and Kufay or Kufabez. And I saw that way also the Betzel Chachman Chel Gvav, he said the same thing answered to Israel. So the Mishabur, we have a Shtumach who's Machmur. However, Kama, I'll call at least 8 Akhwani will argue with Shtumach and say you are allowed to go back to this Rishos. First, the Benom and Zilber in Beis Baruch, Chal Chavav, he says you're allowed to go back in the person, and moving is allowed to go back in Shimon's Rishos. Even though Shimon did not go back yet, and in the Iskim, why the Iskim, I Moshe of Shechina, or the reason, it depends what the reason is. So the Chelek Vav, in the Simim Zayin, he answers back, they tined him, and he answers back, you know why? The Shechina left, like you tined him, left. You have to always say Shalom, you have to be nuggies if the Shechina is there, but Lai said he left, he's not waiting around for the guy behind him. The Shechina left, that's what the Vedom Zobel Tain is. The reason you know it from, I don't know, the Erlatsian Chacham Ben. The Erlatsin in Chalapes in Pagazayin also is Michael, and he says why? Because he's telling the Ikkesvar is not a Shechina, he says Ikkesvar is Mavata Kavono. Vata Kavono, Shimon finished davening, Vata moving, go back and Shimon's Ashus. A third Makar is the Sefer Lishkolei Tidushu from Yashiv, he says why go back. A fourth is the Chaim Kineyevsky in the Sefer Kuntras Kitzah Lachas. A fifth is the Shlomo Zalman himself, the Tefila Parachas, he himself holds that a person is allowed to go, moving, allowed to go back in Shimon's Ashus. The sixth Makar is the Nissen Karelis, the Chodashoni Shabbos Chalapes. He tells us why, he says, you cannot go back to the Moshus when he's down to the Melech, not when he's standing with Nehem Melech. He's Mechaz between Mespal and Oymed.
I don't know if he's the person who finds who's down to Mespal.
No, Shimon is not down, but he didn't take 2 steps back, he's waiting for Levi.
And Levi is down.
Levi's down. So you want to go back into Shimon's Moshus, but he didn't take 2 steps back. A six makar was Salva Hachmachel Vav. A seven makar there was Rivas and Pamachel Galop. So again, whoever Chayim seems to go against their stomach, or maybe the right from Mishnah Berurah. Mice seems to be certainly the minig that way. A lot of people do that way, that people do go back, some don't. Mice nearly Rebbe Chayim is Dindu Abanu. Someone wants to be Samechon and Eli go back in someone else's Rishos. Let's say you finish Shmonesra, the guy behind you didn't. So you can't take 4 steps back. You can't. So you're Kilo Oyel Fnei HaMelech. What are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to daven? Are you allowed to learn? Are you allowed to say Baruch Hu Voshmai, Amen, Alein, Vaychulu? What can you do? So in the Shibur and Simon Kuf HaBeis, he writes, you're allowed to say Amen, and brings down the mind, Mordechai, you're allowed to say Baruch Hu Voshmai, that's Pashuk. Amen and Baruch Hu is certainly Mutter. What about learning? So there are 4 separate sheetas. One sheeta, the Ben Yom Zilber, Az Zidru, Chelek Gimel, and Chelek Ches, he says, anything that's Dovah Shibur Dusha is Mutter. He says, for example, Taruah, Vaychulu, Aleinu, Torah is also davar shebekdusha. I as kilo oimul say melech. She learning as Torah. They are melech. What's wrong with that? The chayim v'loshin. What? Yeah. That's poor rashi mishabur that says. That's sitting. I don't know if it's right. But anything is called kilo is motor, Torah is motor, anything is motor. That's davar shebekdusha. Chayim v'loshin is brought down in the Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. In the end, he has a chelik eitz chayim in a certain prince. So over there, an Ois Ayin Beis, or in the Siddha Gra, in Kesar Oish, in Ois Lama Gimel, brings down the Chayim Lodin said, only Torah is Motum Ikadin. No problem in Torah. That's, I see a lot of people in Yeshiva that wait for God behind you, they're all for the safe, they learn. That's one Mahalach. The second Mahalach, Chaim Kanievsky, Isha Yisrael, he has a letter in the back, when the Orchis of Beinu, Chel Gimel, brings down from the Chaznish, that you cannot learn Torah. All Tefillah is Motum, but Torah not. The Mice in the Shechin is here, you're still knowledge from Esai. Therefore, Tefillah is Motor. What Chelak Tefillah? Any Chelak. Tehillim is Motor. Anything you want, it's Zavim Hashem. Anything the Shvach Lido, Tekadosh Baruch Hu. However, Torah says in Chaim, it says the Chaznish is also. In Chaim, unless you have no Ma'alach, Heshita, because let's say you may take 3 steps back. Are you allowed to learn? So no one here will say, no, I'll learn. Except from Chaim Kanievsky and Isha Yisrael. In the letter, he writes, in Echonami, even after take 3 steps back, you still can't learn. So for him to say you can't learn when you don't take 3 steps back, that's a kolish game. What would he hold if you do learn and take 3 steps back, and if you don't take 3 steps back, what's his sheet? I'm not sure. But Lamaisi says, if you don't take 3 steps back, you still cannot learn. A third sheet is brought down, Shlomo Zalman, Lichas Shloimo, and Tefillah, but he writes that Torah is also, and also stop davening is also, unless it's chelik from the Seder of davening. Seder of Tefillah. Example, anything that, let's say even Tehillim, at the end of davening, it's a chelik of the Tefillah, Seder Tefillah Latu. But stop to open for Tehillim and say Tehillim because you want to, that Shlomo Zalman says also. Because again, only what the Seder Tefillah allowed to do, and not more than that. A fourth sheeta is in Tefillah Gilchosek of Yashin, even certain Chalak of Tefillah is Aser. The example that the Tefillah Gilchosek brings down is Ashrei in Tehillim. Now, why? I don't know why. But if Baruch Hu Shmo is fine, Omei is fine, Ashrei not, for Ashrei should be Seder Tefillah, but Maisa, that's a fourth Malach. The Minik seems to be the others make, they do everything, they have Chaim Lojan and Yom Zoba, they do Tefillah, and they do Torah, they do everything. To be Machma against Torah, I don't know. Everyone is there well. But those are the 4 different sheetahs of what to do. Now a person, let's say he's waiting for, let's say he wants to pass by someone who's again Damish, but let's say it's also, what about the Tzarech Mitzvah? For a Mitzvah? So if there's a Mitzvah that a Chiyuv, a person has to do, L'moshul, he is a Kohen, and he has to go to the Sias Kapayim, Duchening, or he has to go to the bathroom, I believe it's the Lav about the Shaksu, the Lav has spot, it's there, come out, all the place can agree. That Echonami, even Isser, Avadi have a right to pass by someone's davening. Well, I can only Isser be Mavidal, passing by a person davening is only Isser Abadon. That Avadi allowed to. However, in the Sias Kapayim, by a Kohen, he's allowed to pass by a person to go to Duchening. However, to pass by a person to go wash his hands, the right place can say, Avadi, you should not do that, because even though we wash the hands, however, the Mishabur says, but the evidence can be Samech on the sheet in the whole washing hands before davening is enough. And Echonami, you cannot pass by a person if you want to wash your hands now. It's for sure during the Chor, then you can. So the Zalman says you can. He rather said the best thing to do is before Shemon Esrei, right before Shemon Esrei, go out and wash your hands, and then come back, and then after Shemon Esrei, you should go do Duchening. That's the best thing that Shlomo Zalman says to do. Not just, if you have, yeah, you have that in your screen, and then it's Ma'akiv, and if not, then you have a Chiyuv Duchening. He doesn't say clearly how far to be Shemon Esrei, the washing hands before Duchening.
Once the Kohen left, he has a Chiyuv to come back in.
Once he's standing in the Chor, people don't come back in, right? So I think, as far as I know, Kuvit is not, can be left. That's why people leave for that reason. However, to go in the back door, once he's there, once he's taken out of it, he's kicked off, go in the back door is the right to. So then once he's right to go in the back door, they close the Hanum, he's right to go everywhere else. Once they say Kanim, it's a chiyuv. What's right to? I didn't see anyone that says you should leave. No one said that. Everyone seems to say just pass over people.
Isn't
this not to we'll get to maybe a different reason. But the point of view, right to Davin, it won't be. No, if I'm Davin, my question, right to Davin.
It doesn't come like it changes, but once I get shut
away. Oh, so we'll get to that hatter. But that's first, without that hatter. Fine, so that's, again, I'll stand with you last. Let's say you want to pass over a person. Let's say you want to go down to the Tzibur, the street block, the Moshe, the street block, over here, the walls of construction, and to go to one minute to another minute, you have to pass by, everyone's down in different directions, different ways, and you have to pass by people, they're allowed to. It's a Tzarek Mitzvah. So the Yad Eliyahu in Siman Vav, he says that even though you might kind of say, you should not pass by a person who's down, even if it's not Lamas, and both of them are Rabbanans, he says, however, you don't say that, it's Loi Be'idna. And therefore you have no right to pass by a person for a tefillah b'tzibur. That's how he paskins. And kama akhoinim bingim nal halacha, das Torah, di she'esol, tefillah b'chassad, all bring down this Yad Eliyahu. However, l'chud is a nocheter. Let's say a person is davening a place where he should not be davening. Amar, a place that's made for people to pass by. Like in the shtiblach, when you have people davening outside, you can't get into the other rooms. It's made as a mavar, made for a person to pass by. So, also, if it's made to pass by, you're going to have the same problem. You know, the same thing. If it's made to pass by, and this is the time to pass by, of course, it depends on the which I'm looking. Some say you do something wrong, but some say this is made to pass by. If it's wrong, that way it's wrong. If it's looking made to pass by, it depends on what else you look at. So then, you're not passed by a person. So the Das Torah, Masham, and Simcha Beis, he brings down the Sfara and Tainas, just like someone, he says the Moshe, someone buries a mace, and if Shizu Rabbi has no right to it, he can mat the mace of the Mokum, who didn't, he has no right to it, he can ask the Mokum, and who you have a right to you should have a right to pass by him. However, he ends up Tzorachin, Chaim Kinevsky, Shlito, and the Kunjas Kitzar Lothas, also he's Mesopic, he's not sure what to do. Of Sturmbach and Chelim Alef, Simenayin Hei, over here in Shubas on August, he is Machmer. He tells why. He says it depends upon the two reasons. If the reason is because of the Shechin, if the reason is because of the Mevatel is Kamano, so fine. He put it out upon himself that it's Kamano being Mevatel. It's not my fault, it's his fault. If the reason can be Mavsik in the Shechin, the Mais of the Shechin is there. Mais, he's there, you'd be Mavsik in the Shechin. So he did something. Al Nizik Lahafik is Atzmoy. Being on the Sfarah that the Nizik has a Shechin to Mavsik himself, he says halacha l'maisa, a person echlami has a right to pass by a person. He brings on common tzuruf and common reasons. They have a right to pass by a person solely when he's standing in the mavar. A vadi have a right to pass by a person. The horis l'nosin also on the kudus kitz halacha passing away. This gzilbushin says b'shamach that b'shamt tchak and elicha shlema tefila in the shlema zalman. He says medina it's mutter l'halacha it's mutter. He says it's royal hachmer, but l'maisa I know when I daven there when shlema zalman is there. He used to daven in a place similar to the street block. There were three rooms, the middle room, the three rooms, the two on the side and one in the middle. The way to get to Shlomo Zalman's street block, where he davened in every day, him and the market, other people down there, so you had to go through the middle street block. You had to walk through the street block, through one base of Knesset to get to the other base of Knesset. You had to go all the way out. So what would happen? Someone damaged one Esther there. So I saw it in my own eyes. He would tell people, the guy was down by the door block, tell people to go. Tell people to go. And Shlomo Zalman, he himself would go. He and Machman would stand there. And the guy, I'm sure, had no kavanah when Shlomo Zalman was standing there waiting to finish. But he would stand there and wait. And the Shemati, that he would yell at people. Even though I never saw him yell, I heard that he would have people standing there. He would wait until everyone would pass by. And then afterwards, give it to the person. He should not stand there. He had a local mice. He told people, I saw him tell people that you can pass by. And he had no right to vote. Guys, the right from the... Right, yeah, but if you know that I was set up, there was a table and a bench, the only way to stand, you still ran from the door. No, the table and bench sideways. In the way how it was set up in by the grocery, in the... That way I set up, there's only one place to stand, there's no dalam behind it, usually. And he would, he yelled, what to tell people to do it, he would be machmer. But then he yelled, well, the why people should try to be machmer, because the loch itself is very sharp, people are not machmer, we should try to be machmer, because didn't smoke it. What to do by the kaisel exactly? So the kaisel might say everyone has a right to daven there, and the I don't know, maybe she should be machmer, not be machmer, is it mess of it, is it my vibe? Depends really where you daven. If you daven only in the corner, the guy has to daven around you, it's not my vibe. So the you have to wait a long time. If you're davening in places where you have to pass by people who the derech and the mavar, they have a right to daven, it really depends if you're doing something wrong, which from the daven sounds like doing something wrong, or at best, they have a right to daven and doing nothing wrong, maybe now I'll pass by them. Let's say a person is ma'ar in his Shemon Esrei. The guy, the outside is not made to daven. When they daven, it's not made for that. It's not made, it's made for
it.
It's not the place. There's only way, and people know you have to get by. The way how people daven there, they daven in the street, the sidewalk, everywhere. It's not a place to daven, it's the wrong place to daven. Now you daven there. You should daven inside. That's what you should daven. And then you get stuck. That's the problem. Daven yeshiva, right. 100% daven yeshiva. Let's say a person is Marek and is davening. Yeah. That's fine. Everyone will do the same time, it's fine. Barak the same time.
But everybody else started in our Halloween.
We'll get there. So I saw some people say it's also Nechol Dark Mahar. You know, you should daven it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say a person is Marek in Shemon Esrei, he knows, oh, it's Marek, what should he do? And the kit of the Metzias is that people do pass by and they don't know the law and they do something wrong. So is he over the favor? A person is Marek in Shemon Esrei, is he over the favor or not? So about it, it's the wrong thing to do. That's partial. You should not, a person is davening in Shemon Esrei, you should not daven there. You should, as brought down in Kamal Kariyot, Chaim Pieski says that, we charge him to do it to Yonah, say with Alam, Shal Tfilo, Beis Baruch, all say about the wrong thing. The victim of the machine adds on, not only that, it's the wrong thing to do, you're over Islam of Neighbor. Do you know people are going to pass by and they don't know the law, you're over Islam of Neighbor, the person should down by the wall. It's the wrong thing. Let's say Shatz, the Shlom Tzibah, he finishes davening and he wants to start Shemon Esrei, what should he do? He has people behind him davening left, right, they're down all around him. What should he do? So is there a chiyuv, he wants to start Shemon Esrei, is there a chiyuv to take 3 steps forward? He's brought down Simon the Kuf of Gimel, that to start Shemon Esrei, you need to take 3 steps forward, you have to. And the Moshe Nagus, Moshe Nagus, Moshe Nagus, says, if you do not take 3 steps forward, you're even Esrei. You have to, if not, you're even Esrei. So the Shatz wants to start, what should he do? So the best thing is, Al-Pi Sfarah, is to go to the sides, because the sides says we should go Mokmet Hak, be Mekul, and certainly not for Shulchan, go to the side, be Mekul. But let's say you can't go on the side, the guy down there, this side, and that side, I'm behind you, what do you do? So, put down the comments from Shema Chazanis, from the Chazan Ish, what do? You wait. You stop. I either cause Machalikis and Tainis, so if you cause Machalikis and Tainis, the next time no, we'll daven there. Fine. The guys won't daven there again. One time will happen, twice, three times, no, you stop. There are other Chalkim. The Ashim is brought down in the Lishkoi Tidushu. He said, Yifazer Raglov, to shuffle your feet. That's enough. Move it this way and that way. It's fine. It's worked out of the physical machine. Also help, just shuffle your feet. There's a third sheet of the Horus Nothing says, the Maisik Makam Chak, you can be Makal, Serem Machal Makilim, there are common reasons to be Makal, you can be Serem Makilim and go within someone's Dal Namas. Maisik Adam and Sheetah, the best thing is, again, to go sideways. And if not, everyone is the wrong what to do. What? Again, is it we have right to daven. That's your place. All the seats are set up that way. That's what you do. There are, again, the Kamar Heterium that the Eshel Avram, the Machach brings down, that Torah brings down, and the Tzitzliyadah Chalatetz brings down, they bring down, standing in front of a Bima is fine, or you close your eyes is fine, or Tachdunim is fine. But again, this is, you won't go, but again, there are Mekilim across the board, but again, I'm trying to stick with the Mahalat and Mishnah Berurah. Let's say a person is a Yachid, he is holding a Bavirchus Kirishma, and the Olam starts Shemon Esrei. What should he do? So, first, does he have to get up and ask? But if the guy is behind him starting Shemon Esrei, does he have to get up and ask? So the best thing is, Toivah Hachmah, you should get up. Even though Isaac can feel the fun of Wamachmah, Toivah Hachmah. Now, the best thing to do is, take 3 steps back when you're in Mil Birchus Kirishma. You're not ready to say Shemon Esrei, so what? The whole chiyuv of taking 3 steps before davening is only frontwards. Backwards, the meaning of Alma. And you can take 3 steps back whenever you want. Take it in the beginning of Birchus Kirishma. Take 3 steps back. The guy behind the Sarat Shemon Esrei, when it comes to your turn to Sarat Shemon Esrei, then take 3 steps forward. Not a problem. Let's say you forgot. So what do? You get up and you only take 3 steps forward. You cannot take 3 steps back. That's what's brought down from Chaim Kineski and Yishu Yisov. Licha Shloimu and Tfilo is brought down. The Rebbe Sifram Kalik Aleph. Take 3 steps forward. If not, you can't take 3 steps forward. Before you got a problem. And what exactly to do, you have to ask exactly what to do. Because the Chiyuv take 3 steps forward, you're a minister. There are, again, Makilim. But the Chur the Tfilo Lofa, the Chur you stop. Unless you can take 3 sideways, back and forth. Again, it depends if people are diving in every direction. A Sukumo was mentioned. First, as the mathematics Shavai. Pi, the Gemara says 3, the Laksa, the Gemara says 1.4, and even though it's not exact, and we're ready, the Pasuk, we know the Pi is 3.14 because 111 pi by 106 times 3. However, the point of this is to Megala, that Echa, I mean, we don't have to be exact in the Moshe, so for Shofan, Chavetz Chaim, could be off by a drop, and Moshe said that's even like Tefillin. Like Tefillin, there's no point to be Machmel, the Moshe by Tefillin. This, by davening within the Al-Amas of a person, there are two separate Yisurim. One is you cannot sit within the Al-Amas of a person. That Yisurim is from all four sides, says the Mishnah Berurah, and the front of Afilu Mala Einov, says the Mishnah Berurah, talking about Hachmir. If Smicha Sass, the leading a little bit, says the Mishnah Berurah, it can be Mekel, B'mok, Matchak. There are three separate Terim. One, if you're weak, is Shvach, can be Mekel, like B'yom and Yorim, the Moshe, you can sit. However, it's Dafka, if it's Nikr, the Yishvach, and the Mishnah Berurah says, better not sit within the Al-Amas, and the front of Yishmach Mir. Basically, in Tefillah, you have a right to sit down in front of a person. Again, for the father of the Chur, the Aryish Machmirim. For Torah, it's Toib Lahachmir. And if it's Torah is Nikr, Echami Toib Lahachmir. If it's not Nikr, the Chur, it's Aser. Because Rosh Hashanah, you cannot sit down by if someone's down within the Alamas of you. Baba Guloi is Mutter. You have to stand up. However, Mis Chassidus, you should stand up. And in the basic Knesset, with Zman Tefillah, you have a Chiv to stand up, and you now sit down. The second Nisr of passing by a person, that is again a Gemara and Brachas. Mishmur has two different reasons, one not Mavatz Kavona, one not to be Mavtik between the Shechina and the Mespalel. The Lefonom is Aser on the side, the Zoya says Aser on the front sides. So the Mishmur says, B'mok Metchak, you could be Mekel. Rav Shulman says, you could always be Mekel. Let's say you have three people lined up, can the first person go back and the second person's Rishus, Ruip or Mekel. However, you cannot go back in the third person's Rishus, his Dalamas. If you're waiting for the person behind the fisherman to ask what can you do with some sake of Torah, some Akhbarim, different Gedalim, what to do. The Chazan, the best thing to do if someone's behind him, if he's davening, is to go on the side. If he can't go on the side, it's a Shailah. Al-Fat Shaks are going to the Beis HaKisei or the Koinim, he's allowed to pass over people for washing the hands. In the Chur, he shouldn't pass over people. Kiel Batsibur, even though it's a mitzvah, the Chur, he cannot pass over people. If he's blocking you in the Mavan, there's no right to be there. There are Habib Makilim who says you're all allowed to pass over a person. If a person is Machin, Shema Esrei, in the Kalami, a person should be Etzem. Not daven when people are going to pass by you, and daven by the wall. This halacha teaches a person midas betzer. If you have someone daven behind you, and you have to get somewhere, it teaches you patience, teaches you kas. You have to work on your midas pasha. 2 weeks ago, I daven mincha in the place, and I finished mincha, the shatz finished mincha, and the guy took another 20 minutes. I still didn't wait in the 20 minutes. Pasha helps you work on your midas. No, 20 minutes, kin daven in front of me, 20 more minutes after the shatz finishes. So one is you have to learn working your midas, but the midas that lets you dive along, push their hands. Don't dive in the back. Why do people dive in the back? Dive in the front. Dive all the way where you won't bother the person. You won't get involved in the shadows of your bottoms. Push their hands. Nice, and sometimes it's very hard. A marshal left, you have to take your kid to God, you have to go to Kodal, you have to go to Yeshiva. So what's the law? They allow pass by a person to go to Yeshiva. So the Yisrochav Kinevsky, Misha Nemnul Espal. Mishmael also says, look up, yellow man, gun, who wants to take a kid out of gun, the waiting, the teacher to wait and take your kid, or turn off like Yib is Malak Koil, you have to go to Koil, and Mutaloy La Abu Zayim is Malak, you've not passed by, so to Khan Kinevsky, Osir, Osir. No attempt, goes with Osir. Why? Wait, it's hard. You have Koil, you have Yeshiva. No, it's Osir. What's Nichol to get out of Shas Chak, what do you mean, go? Every time there's a different get it, exactly close what it is, but my city. This point, it works. Sayyaf work, you only mean not to get angry at somebody, and say a person should have their head and menschlichkeit, posh menschlichkeit, not to block people, but it's posh their heads. In fact, if you say that their heads come later. No, he has a right to dominate, he's not in a mabar. It's just a regular, he's down in a regular bed, not a mabar.
The point would have been after
dominating stuff, so now if he started the right time and he had right to do what he did, you shouldn't have gotten there, but you should wait.
I heard a certain example that he said that
There are a couple of kids, but it's simply as his Mekel comments here that I left out, there's a tax of Mekel that I try to think to Mishmur, he did not say these attempts.
He didn't bring it to him.
What?
He didn't bring it to him, bro. Mishmur's not supposed to bring it to him.
No.
Just better?
No.
The guy said it's... Very much.
Okay, how about